This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah, back on a Thursday. It feels good.
Yes, feels right.
Yeah, it's been, it's been at least, a week since the last Thursday episode?
I think so, yeah, just about 7 days.
It's crazy how that happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nuts. So, in this episode, you have... Not one, but two.
It's a calendar quiz.
A calendar quiz for me. Okay. Let's start with January data trivia. We'll move on to February.
No, I have two quizzes, two tests, really, that are on the same subject. I think one is more technical, one is a little more of a feeling type of deal.
Uh-oh. Because, yeah, you already gave me an emotional intelligence test, which was...
That's a little
too visually stimulating for me, actually. Seeing all those people smiling kind of scared me and put me off. So I'm hoping this one is more auditory / linguistic based. Let's hear what it is. What's the theme of today's episode?
Are you ready to be a dad?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And this test will let me know that if I am or not?
Yeah. It's going to let you know if you're ready to be a father.
Okay.
And I think it's high time that you dadded yourself.
What?
I think
this is your responsibility to tell me that. This is your decision to make.
You're dragging your feet. I think it's time you brought another life into the world.
This world won't even be here in 40 years. Why would I throw someone into the... Can you imagine what they would feel like when they're my age? I mean, at that point, all the polar ice caps will melt. All of the sea kelp in the ocean will lead to mass.
You're sort of proving that you don't have like the wherewithal to be a dad. But let's get into the technical aspects.
Okay.
Of dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Amir, how long would you let your newborn cry at night before picking them up? Less than 1 minute, 5 to 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes until they stop.
Wow. So I have enough friends with babies that I've been able to ask them some of these questions. This one doesn't sound too... Like some of them, they do sleep training. I know for the first 3 months, you have to literally wake them up every 3 or 4 hours and feed them or else they'll be malnourished. That's the hard part.
Okay.
So this one is maybe more like... they don't want you to like cry and then rush in there and pick them up. 5 to 10 minutes feels... maybe right, or 10 to 15. I've narrowed it down to the middle two because the last one is just ignore them all night, right?
Right, yeah, until they stop.
Let's go. It's really a coin flip between 5 to 10. 10 is a long time for just unadulterated crying, but then do you really want them to go for 15? Okay, 5 to 10, final answer.
5 to 10. For the record, I think this is way off.
Really?
I think it's newborn, less than a minute. They could be dying.
I see. Oh, that's the answer?
No. I don't know what the answer is.
Got it. Because you're not a father either.
Yeah, I'm not ready to do that. How many times a day does the average newborn need to feed?
I know this one. It's 3 or 4 hours.
Every 4 hours is one of the answers.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So you're saying we don't know the answers until the end of the quiz?
It seems like it.
Okay. All right.
Of course, this could easily be one of those. I try to test the quizzes to see if they're like a, at the end, pay for your results or sign up for this newsletter. But, there's no fucking telling anymore.
Yeah. So at the end, it's like, all right, what's your address? And here's, can we have $80 to let you know if you're ready? Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's the number one never leave home without it item you should bring for an afternoon at the park with your 6-month-old?
Wow, okay, pacifier.
Well, let me give you the answers. Your phone,
mm-hmm.
A muslin or other soft cloth, the video camera, which is, the same as the phone, must be an old quiz,
yeah,
a nappy, or soft toys?
This one seems a little subjective. I mean, I do need my phone. Maybe I need the other shit too. So don't like tell me that I don't need my phone. Like, I'm not okay without the phone, and then I just need a nappy. Is this a fucking quiz brought to you by
one
nappy?
Of these answers is your wallet.
Yeah.
Yes, I need that. Let's just
I need the phone.
Like
trust.
The stuff, like the everyday carry items will be that's on me.
I'll have
what does
that.
The baby need? Yeah. What does the baby need? Does the baby need a muslin? The baby doesn't need your phone.
This is sponsored content.
Does it need a muslin?
Yeah. I guess it needs a muslin or what was the other one?
A nappy.
Yeah, a nappy. Toys. It seems like it's up to the baby at that point, but I'll go fine. Give me a fucking nappy. Give me a nappy ass nap.
Okay, nice. If you want to buy your 9-month-old new clothes, what size should you buy? 6 to 9 months, 10 to 16 pounds, 12 to 18 months, or small?
This quiz sucks. This sucks. Not you, but the way it's written really pisses me off. You want to buy a 6-month-old a gift? Is that
you
what it's
want to buy your 9-month-old clothes.
Yeah, so do you get a 9 to 18 or a small?
Yeah, you get 12 to 18, 6 to 9 months, 10 to 16 pounds, or small.
This quiz is written by a newborn. They, like, don't know how to, like, write quizzes. Those don't even overlap, right? Like, 6 to 9, or 10 to 16, or 16 pounds, or small.
Yeah. No, that's right. There is not an option that is, like, there's no option of months between...
9 to 12.
Yeah, yeah. There's a little bit of a gap.
I guess you get it a little large and hope the fucker grows into it. And now I'm starting to really resent the accusation that I'm not ready to be a father because so I don't think this person's ready to be a quiz.
So 12 to 18 months or 10 to 16 pounds? They are
or $8.
Exclusive.
Yeah. The months one. Yeah.
12 to 18 months. Nice. What sort of present would your partner turned mom appreciate the most?
This is entirely subjective. You don't get to tell me what my mom.
This is a quiz about the relationship. It has nothing to do. I guess it's a whole family dynamic. What sort of present would your partner turned mom appreciate the most?
Let's hear it.
An outfit for the baby,
no.
A bouquet of flowers,
okay.
Or a voucher to pamper herself with a facial, massage, or manicure, and the time off to do it.
Actually, to buy the voucher, you can spend $80 right now, and we'll give you the rest of the quiz plus the results. Let's go for the fucking voucher to pamper. Although yeah, she would like the flowers. That's also a nice gift. Don't tell me that it's not.
This is... I don't even understand what's... This is taking the weirdest turn. I think my computer has a virus. What do Greco, Perego, and McLaren all have in common?
Got it. So now this is just a car trivia quiz. The quiz has gotten bored with itself, and now it's asking me questions about something else.
Yeah, they were heroes in World War I. They make pasta and tomato sauce. They make sturdy push chairs, or they are makers of fine wine.
Let's go for the push chairs because maybe that has something to do with children.
Oh, that's got to be right. Which one of these should you use to clean your baby's umbilical cord?
Oh, my God. Clean the cord?
Yeah, clean the cord. Rubbing alcohol, antiseptic, plain water, or mild under-perfumed soap and water, or baby shampoo?
I guess baby shampoo because it's already in the name. Baby. Baby is in the name shampoo. So give the baby baby shampoo.
Which one of these words just doesn't belong?
I'm serious. This one shouldn't be here. Yeah, let's hear it.
Doula.
Uh-huh.
Baby grow.
Yep.
Pixel.
Okay.
Or swaddle.
Okay, doula, I think, is like some sort of spiritual helper to help the mommy give birth to the child.
Yeah.
Pixel, no idea. Mm-hmm. Third one was swaddle.
Last one was swaddle. Third one was pixel. The second one was baby grow.
Baby grow?
Baby grow.
Never heard of that one either. Yeah, I guess which one doesn't belong? I'll say doula and hope that the other three are products.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting. Definitely wrong, but that's an interesting idea.
Yeah, Pixel is not a product. It's just a dot on a computer screen. That one doesn't belong.
Too late. Where should the baby sit in the car when you bring them home from the hospital? On your partner's lap in the back seat? In an infant car seat facing forward in the front seat? In an infant car seat facing backward in the front seat? Or in an infant car seat facing backward in the back seat?
Backwards in the back seat. And by the way, I can learn all this stuff, so it doesn't mean that I'm not ready to be a father just because I don't know it yet.
I was ambushed with this quiz for a podcast.
The nurse can just give me the heads up if necessary.
What should you always bring your partner when she breastfeeds? A glass of water? A magazine?
A voucher to get pampered.
Her favorite beer or her phone or tablet?
This, I hate, now I hate you. I've moved on from disliking the quiz to hating you for giving it to me. Yeah.
Totally.
This sucks to see. It sucks to hear. Don't tell me what my wife needs when she's breastfeeding. This is me passing the quiz. You're ready for it. That's right. This quiz is meant to intimidate and annoy you until you stand up for yourself and your baby.
Every good dad has a backbone like that.
Yeah, I think my woman needs a beer, a fucking lager, while she's breastfeeding our boy. And it is a boy, because he drinks Coors Light just like his old man.
Straight from the teat.
Tap the Rockies, brother. What was the last one?
Her phone or tablet. You got water, magazine, beer, or phone.
Let's give her a water, and if she wants a fucking beer, she'll let me know. And did I mention she doesn't read magazines? And she definitely does not need this Google Fire tablet that I got as a Christmas gift 8 years ago and don't know how to turn on anymore.
Instead of a voucher. What's the average amount of time it takes for a baby to sleep through the night? 3 weeks, 3 months, 12 months, or 2 years?
I believe this one is 3 months. Yeah. They call it the fourth trimester.
That sounds right to me.
Got to keep the baby alive, awake, and fed for 3 months. I know that.
Baby blues refers to songs women sing in the delivery room.
No.
A woman's sadness and moodiness after giving birth.
Moodiness? That seems a little charged and mean. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Whoa, are you being moody right now?
Your postpartum moodiness.
You're being grumpy. I have a beer and a mag. Here's a Vogue and a Heineken. Cheer up, Charlie.
This quiz was written by someone that was not ready to be a dad. The last option is infant Chelsea supporters.
Oh, nice. So you got this from like a footballer club.
Babycenter.co.uk is who wrote the quiz.
Yeah. The sadness one. After having a baby.
Yeah, that makes sense. Your partner is so sleep deprived that she can't see straight. You
call give her glasses. Call my mother or her mother?
Call your mother.
Uh-huh.
Bring her favorite beer.
Is that true?
No, it's not. They're all set up. All right, but they are, call your mother, ask your mother-in-law to come for a visit, offer to do the 2 a.m. feeding, or hire a night nurse.
I mean, those all sound fine. I guess calling your mother doesn't really do anything. That's just sort of you letting your own mom know what the situation is. You could call her mom, but that seems kind of fucked up. Like, hey, will you take care of your daughter? She can't see straight.
Come get your girl.
The last two seem great. I mean, you take care of the 2 a.m. feeding. She gets to sleep a little more. I mean, honestly, the night nurse also sounds fine because then somebody else is taking care of not just the two, but the six. Then you can sleep through the night.
Right.
So three is good, but four is probably better.
So hire a night nurse. That's the answer.
I mean, I doubt that's their official answer, but that's my answer. That's, but let's do the 2 a.m. feeding. Then it's like you actually helping.
Okay. Gotcha. What's the recommended position for sleeping babies? Tummy, side, back, in their car seat.
Tummy, side, back. I believe it's back?
I believe it is too. Okay, so thank God we do get the answers.
Oh, Jesus. How did we do?
You've got, it looks like, all right, so you got the first one wrong. It's less than 1 minute.
Okay.
You actually got the second one wrong. It is 8 to 15 times a day versus every 4 hours.
Okay.
You got the next one right, the nappy. Not a muslin, I guess.
Uh-huh.
You nailed the new clothes, 12 to 18 months. Good stuff.
Nice.
You got the voucher correct.
Oh. It was,
yeah, that's the present.
That's
that,
good.
That your significant other would appreciate. This quiz knew.
Okay.
They make sturdy push chairs. That's what McLaren does. Good stuff.
Nice.
You're going to want to clean the umbilical cord with plain water.
Interesting. Not even shampoo. Perfume, so, okay. Yeah. Okay.
The word that did not belong was pixel, not doula.
Yes.
Infant car seat facing backward on the way home. That's correct.
Nice.
Glass of water when your partner's breastfeeding. Good
not
stuff.
Not a beer. Yeah.
Average amount of time it takes a baby to sleep through the night was 3 months. Indeed.
Nailed it.
Baby blues was the moodiness.
Yep.
Offer to do the 2 a.m. feeding. You were right not to hire the night nurse, and the baby sleeps on their back.
Oh, so what? Is that 12 out of 15? 11 out of 15?
Yeah, something like that. Something like
that. Does it say whether I'm ready or not?
It does not, actually.
Got it. So, I guess jury's still out on that, huh? I don't know what a pixel is, so I don't know if I'm ready to raise a child.
You lost your temper a little bit. You are not ready. Let's say you're not ready.
Actually, why don't you give me a beer and a voucher? We'll take a break, and then you can give me another quiz on the other side of these messages.
That's perfect.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're returned. Wow. Two
Howdy.
Dads ready to have a chat, ready to have yes. another test. Okay.
Right. So we're doing another Are You Ready to Be a Parent quiz, but this seems like it's more about raising than rearing. Is that those are two different things, right?
Raising or rearing? I don't know what the difference is. Is that,
like,
is that the first question?
Like making. No. I'm just, that was just me kind of like making an alliteration, but.
Got it.
So here's the question.
Oh, what this is like past newborn.
This is like, I think you're like having a teenager or something. Or wow. a young child.
Okay.
What age do you think it is best to become a parent? 16 to 20, 21 to 30, 31 to 45, or 45 plus?
21 to 30. I mean, 30 feels good because you're still like young enough to have the energy to deal with it while not being too old. What was the one above that?
31 to 45.
That's a wider range. So I got to go for that one just because there's more options in there.
Yeah. This is also subjective so far.
Yeah.
Okay. Your four-year-old daughter, so congrats, you have a four-year-old, is throwing a fit because you won't let her have three bags of chips at the grocery store. You've given her the option of one bag or leaving empty-handed. She's yelling and stomping by the cash register. What do you do next?
I grab her little grubby wrist and I say, listen up, you little shit. I already gave you the option. I gave her the option.
That's the first option of this quiz right here. Get a tight grip on her wrist and drag her out of the store while she screams her little heart out and all the other shoppers stand idly by with terrified looks on their faces. That's one of the options.
I love that one, but let's hear what the other ones are, I guess.
Buy her the three bags of chips, then on the way home, explain to her that what she did was wrong and temporarily confiscate the chips until she apologizes or until you feel she has understood what she did wrong.
Seems a little extreme.
Buy the chips and give her positive feedback. She's just a little girl. Let her have what she wants.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, this last one is so... Whisper to her that you hate her and are very, very mad, and that if she doesn't get up right now, she's going to get it when you get home.
I honestly, like, that last one seems pretty fucked up, but like,
yeah.
It's been week after week of this shit, and I'm really, I had it up to here with this fucking right. toddler, really. So I have to, whisper to her that I hate her because she wants the chips. God, that's hard. I think I'll go with the second one,
The second one is buy the chips, but explain that she was bad and then temporarily confiscate the chips.
That one also doesn't seem great. That one doesn't seem ideal. Right. Yeah. But that one feels like, I guess, the least mean, because one of them is to grab her by the wrist and the other one is to whisper, I hate you. So we're really down to two options. And then the third one is just like give in to her, which doesn't feel good either. Right. So let's go for the number two.
Okay, cool. It's Saturday and you're going out with your little boy. You watch from a bench as he runs up and down the slide and plays with his friends. Then you watch him walk up to a man sitting on the bench across from you. Run after him and give your son a rerun of the Don't Talk to Strangers lecture.
In front of the fucking guy, yeah.
Watch cautiously and wait until your son has stopped talking to him and continues playing. There are many people around. He wouldn't do anything, right? Walk casually up to your son and ask him a question or divert his attention. Tell him that you're going to go take him out for ice cream or challenge him to go on the big slide, etc.
Don't fucking spoon feed me so much of what I have to say to my fucking boy. Just say I can go up to him and talk to him. I don't have to promise him ice cream. And I don't have to challenge him to go on the big flag.
Hey, buddy, you want to go on the big slide? Don't talk to fucking strangers, Connor.
Your dick is out.
Last option, walk up to him quickly and hold him by the ear as you drag him away, then yell at him, take him home, and promise never to take him anywhere again because he's stupid and he never listens. Oh my
Jesus
God.
Christ. I think I'm ready to be, at the very least, an uncle for these better, answers.
I mean, easily you're a better dad than anyone that like wrote these quizzes.
Yeah, just to be so fucked up that you suggest these things. I'm going to say go up to him, divert his attention, offer him ice cream, and challenge him to go on the slide. I mean, you're a boy after all. You can grow some hair on your chest.
Why don't we play catch? Todd?
Throwing a toy car at his head.
Wow, this is so funny. Oh my God. You and your spouse are going out tonight, and your son, Alex, is going to stay home with Bella, his babysitter. So now they're naming everybody.
Yeah.
You and Alex go over the house rules, and you leave. You come home a few hours later and find that since you left, Alex has not been cooperating and refuses to take part in any of the activities Becca has planned for him, even though you know he loves those games. Bella has reported that he continuously repeats the phrase, "You're not my mom, and I don't have to listen to you." What do you do? Option one, dismiss Bella and start looking for a new babysitter. It's absurd for her to be making such complaints of a child his age. He's only a little boy. What was she thinking?
It's always like one terrible thing, two fine things, and then terrible in the other way for the fourth. Yeah, let's hear it. Number two, have a nice chat with your son and offer him fucking lasagna.
Before sending Bella home for the night, you talk it out with Alex and make sure he understands the problem. Then have him apologize to Bella, promise not to misbehave like that again, and give her a hug before she leaves. Send Bella home for the night with some extra pay and forget this ever happened. He'll grow out of it. Sincerely apologize to Bella and tell her that you'll take care of the situation. After she leaves, drag Alex to his room by his collar. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Shut the door behind him and let him know who's boss. Yeah.
Let him cry himself to sleep while you yell at him from downstairs.
Yeah, I guess have a nice talk and make him apologize to the babysitter is better than dragging him into his room, throwing him in there, and letting him cry himself to sleep.
I feel like this quiz is going to give a lot of people a false notion that they're ready to be a dad, because it's not hard.
The bar is not high. Just don't physically and emotionally abuse your child.
Right. You've been trying to potty train your son, Alex. They didn't say it Alex, but I just remembered from earlier that that's his name now. Yeah. But he still wets his bed. How do you react? Threat him to beat him up every time he wets himself. He'll get the message and try harder not to have any more accidents this way.
Jesus Christ.
It's either abuse or like overindulging him, because this next one is start a reward system with him. Reward him for every day that he doesn't have accidents. This way he'll be encouraged to use the potty more often.
Oh, that one sounds nice.
Drown in a state of depression. Yell in the streets that your child is the devil incarnation and he's going to kill
you. That's not true. That's not true.
To God, that's what this says. I can't make it up.
What? Wait, become depressed, cry in the street, and yell to strangers that your son is the devil?
Yell in the streets that your child is the devil's incarnation and he's going to kill you. And the last option is try to use reverse psychology on him. Say things like, only little babies wear diapers.
Or, Jesus
big boys
Christ.
Don't have accidents.
Oh, my God. This quiz was written by someone who barely made it out of his childhood alive, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the reward system sounds nice rather than throwing yourself into a fit of depression and yelling to strangers that you gave birth to Damien, the son of Satan.
All right, reward system it is. It's dinner time and your daughter won't eat. She was eating chips just moments before.
You got her three bags, for Christ's sake. How is this my problem?
And you've taken them away from her because it was time to eat dinner. She says she doesn't want vegetables. She just wants her chip back. Chips back. What do you do? Pick her up and drop her on her bed, lock the door, and leave her in her room without dinner for the night. Then go back downstairs and eat your dinner peacefully while in the distance your daughter is screaming and banging on the door.
It's quite enough, actually. I don't want to hear this shit anymore.
It's such a
I don't want to abuse this child.
It's like, you know that the fucking this is the wrong answer based on the first three words of it. Like,
yes. Don't touch her. Don't throw her. Don't yell at her.
It's a run-on sentence. It includes something you do after you've done the wrong thing. Tease her about her muscles and tell her that the only way she'll ever be strong is to eat her vegetables. Then race her, saying that you want to eat them so you can be stronger, and let her beat you to them. Ignore her and don't give her any attention. It's happened before. If you don't give in to her, she'll eventually give up and realize that she's hungry and will join you at the dinner table. Negotiate with her. Tell her she can have this many chips if she eats this many vegetables.
Let's do the negotiation one.
Yeah, I think so.
That one seems nice.
God, this is such a long question. It's a Thursday. Your spouse is away and you have an essay due Friday that you need to finish. Last time you checked up on your daughter, she was sitting at the dining room table coloring in her new Barbie coloring book. You've only been away from her for 30 minutes at a time. While you were working, you heard a loud crash like glass shattering. You run down the stairs and find your daughter standing in the middle of the room, nervously with her hands in her pockets. When you ask her what happened, she refused to say a word. You hunt around the house and can find no sign of anything missing or out of place.
You're on the verge of tears. You're growing insane, looking for glass.
And surely no broken glass. What do you do? Wait until your spouse comes home and then explain the situation. Then call her over and talk to her as if you've already know what happened. Did you break it or did it fall? Why didn't you tell me? Can you show me where you were standing when it happened? And from that, you will find out where it is and what broke. Sit down on the ground and cry like your life is over.
You're Jesus going Christ. To hell. Stop it. Absolutely stop it. This is not that kind of big of a deal. You don't have to fucking call your kid the devil. You don't have to break down in tears.
Oh my God. Threaten to beat her up if she doesn't tell you what happened right now.
Threaten
and
to
lastly,
what?
Lastly, beat her up. Calmly explain to your daughter that you are not upset and the importance of her telling you what happened. Now I know something broke, but I don't know where it is, so I can't clean the mess. Do you want mommy and daddy to come home later and accidentally step on the glass? That would really hurt, right? Etc.
Let's go. Which one was the one that threatened to beat her up? No, actually, let's do the last one. Yeah, let's do the last one then.
Okay. This is truly wild. All right. Your best friend is a kindergarten teacher. She asks you to come in and help her out one day, and you've agreed. She tells you to watch the class as she goes out to pick up some things for the kids. What an insane situation. This would never happen. While she's gone, one child comes up to you and tells you every little thing that everyone else is doing. How will you deal with it? Explain the difference between telling and tattling. Telling is what you do when someone needs something, when someone needs to be told. If someone is being hurt or made fun of or having something taken away from them, that's when you're supposed to tell, but tattling is different. Tattling is when you tell on someone for no reason. Like if Joshua was
Yeah, no, we get it. We know what tattling is, Quiz. That's too long of an answer choice.
Insane. This next one is the first time that something is written in all caps. It says, look, kid, I don't care what he's doing. If you come up here one more time, I'll dot, dot, dot. So I guess that's in. That's
Where did you find this quiz? What website is this? This is not okay.
It's called gotoquiz.com/areyoureadytobeaparent1.
Jesus, one? It's yeah. There's more than
it's
this?
It's one of 100, yeah.
Yeah.
Michael, if you tell on someone again today, you're going to have to sit in the red chair by yourself and you can't play any more games.
Not the red chair. Please. No, not the red chair.
Run around the classroom like a four-year-old with your hands over your ears yelling, I can't hear you, la, la, la.
Honestly, they all sounded pretty bad to me. Now that they're done, was it the first one? The first one sort of went on for a while, but maybe it was fine. Yeah,
just explaining the difference between telling and tattling.
Yeah, that one seems nice.
Right. Okay, we have five more questions.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
You and your daughter have just left the corner store. She was there seeking chips. This little chip fiend.
Is that true?
No.
Jesus.
You and your daughter have just left the corner store, and you surprise her with a candy bar you bought for her. You expect her to get excited, but she doesn't. She pulls two chocolate bars out from her pocket and says that she already has some. When you ask her where she got it, she
Stepdaddy gave them to me. He lets me have all the candy.
And you think I'm Satan. The store has a lot of them. You know now that she stole them. How do you react?
You know now. It's official. She basically owned up to the heist. Just read the bad one, I guess, because that's the most entertaining option.
Yeah. Okay. I guess this one seems like it's also pretty bad. Talk to her about stealing and how bad it's a bad thing to do and that thieves go to jail and make her feel bad about it. Then have her go back to the store, apologize to the man behind the register, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Take the chocolate bars from her and yell at her for embarrassing you like that. Then while she's crying, pick her up and buckle her into her car seat, call her names and cuss at her on the way home.
Jesus Christ, that's an awesome move.
Tell her that it was stupid of her to go and do something like that and then leave a $5 bill in the window of the store, then go home. Try to cover it up and to not make a scene of it that you're not faced with the embarrassment of a daughter who steals chocolate bars.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, let's go with the first one. The one that's not calling her names and cursing at her, obviously. Yeah.
You took your son to the park today and saw him snatch one of the toys from the hands of a younger child. You know him well enough, and you know he's not much for sharing. You see the other boy pick up a different toy, and he's not upset. How do you deal with your son? Later, walk past him while he's eating his favorite kind of candy and emphasize how good it is. Then, when he asks for some, tell him no and explain to him that you don't like to share. He will bring up the fact that sharing is a good thing to do, and then you make your point. But you didn't share at the park, did you? Oh my God, so fucking manipulative. Take all of his toys away from him and give them away to the other children at the park. Tease him and laugh at him because he has nothing.
No, stop it. Enough. You're being too mean.
The writing on this is amazing.
It's so creative.
Ignore it and he'll be fine and the other kid's okay too. Yell, hey, that's rude.
Yeah, I mean, the last one's not great either, but
yeah, I mean,
it's certainly the less of all the evils, right?
I guess. It feels like they want the right answer to be this weird, fucking, fucked up, manipulative one, the first one. But
oh, right. Forgot about that one.
Yeah, I think these are all wrong. Do you want to say the walk past him with his favorite kind of candy bar and say that you don't share either, or do you want to say, yell, hey, that's rude?
Let's go to the first one.
Okay.
Hey, that's rude. It's like what you do to a stranger, a fully grown man. Hey.
Right. If someone steals your toy. All right. Today after school, you went to your child's school to pick them up. You showed up a bit early, so you were just watching the class as they're packing up their things and getting ready to go home. On the side, you can see your son and two of his friends playing with one of the class toys, a green dinosaur. And then you see that your son has pushed one of the other boys to the ground and took the toy from him. What would you do? Similar to the last one, hold him by the ear and yell at him until you reach the car. Ask him why he did it. Explain there's no good reason to hit anyone and make him apologize. Make him apologize and tell him that he's grounded and he cannot play any of his games for a week. Hit your head against the wall and cry because the world is ending.
You made this quiz. It's obvious now. You're trolling me into making this emotionally manipulative, fucked up quiz.
At this point, it's going to be really interesting if you don't get 100%. I want to see what one we could have possibly gotten wrong.
Well, some of them are kind of debatable in that they're all pretty bad. But yeah, there's right. Usually one option choice per question that should land you in jail, honestly.
At the very least, yeah, definitely at least one that lands you in jail, and then but this quiz at the very least has like one answer that it seems pretty obvious they want you to choose.
Yeah,
so I'd be surprised if we didn't at least get that. Anyway, what do you want to do? Hold him by the ear, ask him why he did it,
nope.
Make him apologize, no games, or hit your head against the wall?
Let's go make him apologize, because hitting your own head against the wall doesn't sound like a great idea either.
Wait, actually, the two of these make him apologize. One is asking why he did it, explain there's no good reason to hit anyone, then make him apologize. The other one is make him apologize and tell him he's grounded.
I guess the first one, that way you're sort of explaining something rather than punishing.
Yeah. It's nearly 9:30 at night. You tell your son to brush his teeth and get ready for bed. He cries and begs for more time, then says, "It's not fair, I'm not tired, and how come you don't have to go to sleep?" Answer him with, "Because," then all caps, so it's because... all caps, I'm big and you're small. Agree to start going to sleep at 9:30 every day. Explain to him that you're already grown up, so you don't need as much time to sleep as he does, and that he needs to sleep so he can grow, or scold him for even asking such a thing.
Let's explain to him shit rather than scolding him more. So yeah, he needs it so he can grow, I guess.
I gotta say, I would be very, I don't think I'll be able to resist the temptation when I'm a dad to say things like, because I'm big and you're small.
Yeah.
I'll have to just say it under my breath.
Well, it's easy to say what you'll do, but I think when you're sort of sleep deprived, annoyed, and angry, people sort of resort to less than ideal measures. I keep hearing stories from my friends that are like, I'm a pretty level-headed guy, but then I saw my kid do something really fucked up, and like it made me want to, like, I don't know, like they said, lift him up and put him onto a bed hard, or yell, or raise my voice, or grab him, or do something bad.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, you and your son are having a good day. No problems so far. This kid is the devil's incarnation, as we have established.
Yet.
Suddenly, he has a mood swing and feels like not listening to you. He ignores everything you say and denies anything that is deniable and says, I don't have to do anything for you whenever you tell him to do something. What do you do? Give him the silent treatment and isolate him. Do the same thing right back at him. Send him forcibly, if necessary, to his room and tell him that he cannot come out until he's sorry. Start wrecking the house and throwing things because life is not worth living anymore.
This guy wants to kill himself, it seems. So don't blame your kid. You're like obviously dealing with your own shit.
This is such a fucked up family situation.
What was the nice one? The one with the explanation and the sort of taking it easy, not the one where you threaten to kill yourself in front of your child.
There actually really isn't one. It's give him the silent treatment and isolate him. Do the same thing right back at him. Send him forcibly, if necessary, to his room and tell him he cannot come out until he's sorry. Those are the other three.
God. I mean, the silent treatment doesn't seem good either.
Yeah.
But the other stuff feels so bad.
Yeah, I mean, the other things are like obviously wrong.
So let's go silent treatment and just hope for the best.
Yeah. You got a 96%.
Jesus Christ. Is it the one where I said I would hit my head and pass out in front of my 4-year-old if she stole chips?
It doesn't say which one you missed. That's a bad quiz.
Nor should it.
Because it doesn't let you learn. Okay, but yeah, you did kick ass.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think I'm ready to be a father. Like, I know that you're not supposed to call your kid the devil and you're not supposed to sort of hit them until they faint. And I think that's all it takes, right?
And yeah. And knowing what the baby blues are and remembering to bring a nappy to the park.
Yeah.
It's really all about bringing a nappy.
You know, I think I'm not ready to be a father, but then I look around and I think most people aren't ready and a lot of them already have children. So I guess maybe I'm being too hard on myself. You know what? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
I got a fucking 96 for crying out loud.
That's pretty good. It's pretty damn good.
Check back in with me in 9 months when I'm delivering at home my boy and I'm giving my mom a fucking beer and a magazine.
Mazel, man. Fucking mazel.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me the nudge I needed. And thanks to you guys for listening to another bonus testing episode of this here program.
Oh, yeah.
Our first Jake and Amir went up recently. So check that out at jakeandamir.com. New one. New episode, I should say.
Damn right.
It's been a minute. Right. Been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Check it out.
And until Monday, we'll be back on Monday soon enough. So see you guys soon.
Good shit. All right. Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.